Most Middle East peace proposals center on a simple idea. Israel withdraws from occupied territories, allows Palestinians to found their own state, and the Arab world ends its hostility toward Israel. Land for peace. But many complications make it hard for either side to accept the idea. Here's just one. Thousands of Israeli voters live on land that Israel would have to give up. Israeli author Amos Alon writes about the politics of Israel's West Bank settlements for the New York Review of Books, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you remind me what has motivated so many Israelis to move to the West Bank?
Well, it all started in the early 80s under the government of Menachem Begin. The minority of settlers was moved by religious or ideological motives. They claimed they knew exactly what God and Abraham had discussed. They thought that that gave them title to the real estate. That was the minority, people who made religion their politics. The majority of settlers settled there because it was cheap and guaranteed a high quality of life in neat, nice little houses subsidized by the government to the tune of 70% or 80%.
What you have is Israelis spreading out in areas where Palestinians clearly are an overwhelming majority and
quite true.
Living among them. In an ideal world, you would think that maybe by living close together, Israelis and Palestinians might begin to understand each other a little more.
Yeah, but of course this hasn't happened. And what we see now is the utter folly of the entire settlement project now prevents, for obvious electoral reasons, the reaching of a settlement with the Palestinians. It would seem very, very difficult to move even a fraction of these 400,000 people back to Israel at the time when elections in Israel are decided on the basis of very small margins. The settlers are the strongest political lobby there is today, and I doubt the right-wing government that we have now is never going to cross swords with them.
Now, there was a point a couple of years ago where a different Israeli government came very close, it seemed, to an agreement to give up much of the West Bank and even to relocate many of these settlers. Would that be impossible to do today?
It'll be extremely difficult, and even Mr. Barak's plan would have met with extraordinary opposition, if not result in a civil war. When Yitzhak Rabin became the only prime minister to seriously stand up to the settlers, you will remember that they launched a vicious personal campaign against him. And in fact, he was murdered by one of their more ardent supporters. You might say, and certainly many Israelis do say that, Rabin's murderer succeeded. He really killed politically an initiative that might have led to a settlement. And ever since, hate and rage on both sides have so increased that it is now reason to fear the delay of a political settlement for yet another generation.
Yitzhak Rabin was the prime minister who was assassinated in 1995.
Yes.
How are the settlers viewed now, in your opinion, by the Israelis who remain behind?
Well, there are parties in Israel on the center left that now believe that Israel must get out of the occupied territories. They are not courageous enough as yet to say how much of the occupied territories should be evacuated. But the sentiment for such an evacuation is increasing.
Even in the face of the violence of the last few months,
yes,
the sentiment is increasing?
Yes, in the face of the violence. As a matter of fact, it was only in the face of the violence of the last few months that a popular ex-parliamentary movement like Peace Now has come out with the slogan, let's get out of the territories. This they didn't do before.
Given the realities that you've described, do you see a way out of this situation for Israel?
Well, at the moment, this seems quite unlikely. I mean, both Sharon and Arafat continue to exclude each other. And yet the past 18 months have shown that despite Israel's overwhelming military superiority, neither side is able to dictate the terms of a final settlement. This is a prescription for continuing conflict.
Mr. Ilan, thanks very much for your time.
Not at all.
Israeli author Amos Ilan. His article on Israeli politics appears in the current issue of the New York Review of Books.